All right, so Father's Day was yesterday, guys. Again, happy Father's Day to everyone, all the great fathers out there. Steve, you know, you always say fathers are forgotten, but if you looked on the gram yesterday, you would have thought it was the biggest holiday on the planet ever.
Nice.
In the history of holidays. So many. I mean, it was really nice, the tribute that everyone gave their dads and the day, period. But anyway, Father's Day was yesterday, as I was saying. So, Steve, you were out at the mentoring camp over the weekend. How was that?
Well,
how did it end? We know how it began.
Friday night, we did the VIP sponsorship event where a lot of the sponsors come. And I had these, the Four Washingtons. Mm-hmm. They're called Four Washingtons. And on Instagram, they're Four Washingtons.
Mm-hmm. They were singing, Steve?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had wrote a jingle for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wow. And
the Four Washingtons. Okay, go ahead.
We didn't need you to repeat it. Come here, Steve. that wasn't even necessary.
Yes, we did.
Shirley.
It's funnier when he says it. It really is.
And, I had him on my show, on my talk
on
show.
On your talk show,
So I surprised him and said, I'm bringing y'all to the mentoring camp, and so you can go to the Chick-fil-A ranch. And I flew him down there Friday night, and they met, and then they came up, and they sang the whole Chick-fil-A song. Chick-fil-A.
I didn't know they had a song.
No, no, the kids wrote it.
Oh, they made up a jingle.
Oh, dog, you ought to download it and play it this morning.
Okay, but then I
got to messing around with them after they sung, and I said, "Man, that's my jam." It only take us black people to write a song about chicken, and I said, I forgot what the hook was now, but I love chicken. And the kids picked it up and started singing it right away. Mm-hmm. And I got in it.
I got in it.
My favorite thing to do.
You sang hard, Steve.
Please, girl.
It's on Instagram.
Chick-fil-A.
And sauteed, smothered in gravy, chicken with rice on the side, chicken, little collard greens too, chicken with macaroni and cheese, chicken, give it to me anyway, chicken, long I get my chicken, I'll be all right, chicken, with just a little bit, chicken. Take it down, children. Chicken. Give me half of that. Chicken. Run it to yourself now. So they had sang the whole song, you know, and then it ended. And I was just saying, boy, just take black people, write a song about chicken. Because that's how fond we are. I said, you know, and I just jumped in. I said, because I like my chicken. But them little singing ass kids picked it up. And then I just started leading it. And that's what it turned out. And why it looked like you got a problem, Jay.
Yeah, what's wrong, Jay?
Well, I mean, it's a nice song and everything. I have sung since I've been here, going, what, almost two years. I've sung maybe 9,000 songs about all different types of subjects. I can't get him to sing one damn song with me. But here come the kids singing about chicken. Jump his ass right in.
When you gonna sing a song with Jay?
Jay, he did a collabo. He did a collabo.
He ain't had to give him no sheet music or nothing. He just put it with the butter, chicken, greens and rice. I'm like, okay.
He couldn't even have no chicken, Jay.
It hurt Jay feeling. Yeah. All right,
well, I tell you what, man. Since you sick.
What?
I'm gonna go ahead.
No, Jesus.
Now you gonna do a song out of pity?
You know now.
This is too much. The show is too much, Shirley.
Since you're sick, I'll do a song with you.
I'll do it for you.
Pity song. Jay, you gonna take that?
They gonna get it song any way he can get it.
Wait a minute. Gonna get this duet. He gonna do the song with Jay because he's sick?
Yeah, we've been trying to get him over to Living Room Productions for the longest. Now, he said he's gonna do it, so it's gonna be done.
Well, Jay, you weren't here, but at least he didn't say what the young man said to him when the first kid came to the camp on the first night. Tell him how that went, Steve, because Jay doesn't know.
This little boy got up from West Bank, Atlanta. He got off the bus at the mentoring camp. About 100 boys had already got off the bus. Yeah, but you know, he'd been on multiple buses. About the third bus, about four bus full of boys, I guess. I don't know, five, something like that. About the third bus, about the 20th boy to step off the bus, he wasn't running or nothing. He just set his foot on the grass and made eye contact with all the soldiers, all the mega men, all the mentors, and said, "I ain't doing a mother blanking thing."
Love him. Jay, all that yelling and all
I
that.
Dropped to my knees laughing. But this little bitty little dude, though, man, this little dude stepped off the bus, and the soldiers, they just looked at me like, "All right, Mr. Harvey, how you want to handle this? Because this ain't what we, this not what we, all right. This ain't going to go like this."
Oh, my God.
All right, look, we got to get out of here, guys. Coming up next.
I ain't doing a mother blanket thing.
Church complaints and church announcements with Pastor.